I often feel that there's a value to starting Sunday's first Dvar Torah with the new Parsha, but sometimes you hear something or read something and you feel you just need to share it, so I hope that you'll all indulge me and listen to one more Dvar Torah on Parshas B'Shalach. Kriyas Yamsuf. I mean, it's big. It's really big. And everybody sees something amazing. In fact, Rashi quotes the Medrash that says that they were pointing and saying, Zekeli Vanveu, this is our God. Rashi points out that they saw what the Nevi'im didn't even see. And that's a separate topic that maybe we'll explore one in the future. But they saw something unbelievable. Everybody saw Zekeli Vanveu. What did they see? I think that's a really important question. So let me share with you four different opinions that the Medrash and the different Mefarshim and the Gemara share. The first one is Zekeli Vanveihu is build a Naveh. That's Unklus. Vinanveihu is, this is my God, Vinanveihu, I will build a house for him. To say that we need to give God the gift of a home on earth. Okay? That's one possibility. The next one is that it comes from to daven, or to praise. This is our God, and I will praise him. A third possibility, which is the most famous, is Zekeli Vanveihu Noi Mitzvah. I have an obligation to make my mitzvahs beautiful. And so what do? I adorn it. And we all know it. Have a beautiful esrog, Zekeli Vanveihu. Beautiful shul, Zekeli Vanveihu. It's all the same thing. Three possibilities. And then there's a fourth. The Gemara offers an answer, Zekeli Vanveihu. It breaks up the word Vanveihu into two words, Va'ani Vehu. This is my God, it is me and him. I have a relationship with God. That's the fourth possibility. Rabbi Riskin points out that perhaps what the Medrash and the different answers are offering us is how we need to relate to God from lowest to highest. On the most basic is build him a house. But really, is that it? If you just build a house, is that enough? It's a start. The next piece is build him a house and use it as a makom tefillah. Let it be a place that people will daven. Let it be a place that's holy. You could build a house, but not everybody can make it a home. But build it. And allow it to be a holy place, you've changed its entire complexion. But that's not something that permeates every moment of your life. That's the third level. That's the Zekeli Vanveihu Noi Mitzvah, where everything, I'm always looking, how can I connect, how can I make my relationship with God stronger and weave that relationship and that bond so much tighter. That's the third possibility. And then allow me to share with you the fourth possibility. The fourth possibility is Zekeli Vanveihu Ani Vehu, is to say that my relationship with God is something that is so strong. It's Ani Vehu. We are one and the same. We are not one and the same as though we're equals, but the relationship is so dynamic. It's so strong. I'm always in conversation. I'm always in interaction with God. That is the fourth possibility. It's an amazing, amazing possibility. And that really is, says Rabbi Riskin, what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. Their awareness of God became so powerful that they saw what the Nevi'im didn't see. The Nevi'im saw things, but some of them were seeing it from a distance. They saw God so close up, there were no questions. And sometimes that's what really it is. When I see God's hand so clearly, I'm able to say, it's Ani Vehu. It's the two of us. Sometimes we miss that in the distance that's put between us. Zekeli Vanveihu. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.